It's Reading with Rella V.
Rella V.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready to come along with me?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella V.
Hello, and welcome to Reading with Rella V. I'm Rella V, your podcast host, storyteller, cow lover, and friend. I'm so excited to have you here today. We are having a special friend return, and she's going to share our monsters with us. And today, we're going to meet a very, very awesome monster. But before all that, let me tell you what else we're going to be doing. So, in the beginning, we're going to be getting our bodies ready for this story time. And then after our bodies are ready, we're going to get our brains ready with a riddle. And the way the riddle is going to work is I'm going to give you 3 hints, and then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to guess. After that riddle, we're going to go right into our story, and then we're going to find out a little bit more about what we learned today. All right, let's go ahead and start with warming up our bodies. So first, go ahead and give yourself 2 thumbs up because you are awesome. Give yourself 2 thumbs up, and then put those thumbs up high in the sky. Show everyone your thumbs and then spread your fingers out like spirit fingers and wiggle them in the air. Wiggle, wiggle your fingers. Always make sure that you are aware of the space around you. So if you don't have a ton of space, just make your movements a little bit smaller. But if you have the room to yourself, go ahead and wave your arms up and down as if you were a great big eagle flying through the sky. Put them up, put them down. Up and down, and then we're going to take our spirit fingers and tap on the top of our head. Tap on the top of your head, bring those spirit fingers down to your shoulders, tap, tap, tap those shoulders, and then wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a big hug. Give yourself a big hug and a squeeze. You can rock back and forth. And then after you give yourself the biggest hug ever, pat your legs, pat, pat, pat your legs up and down, pat your thighs, pat your calves, pat, pat, pat. And then we're going to stand back up and we're going to wiggle our feet, wiggle one foot, wiggle another foot. You can switch back and forth and then wiggle those toes too. And now we're gonna shake it all out. Shake, 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 shake. All right, now we are ready for our riddle. This riddle today is going to actually be a verb. So now it's time for our riddle. Hint number 1, I am a verb. That means something that you can do, not something that you have. Hint number 2, you may blank a ball, or you can blank on a trampoline, or even when you drop something soft, it may blink. Do you know what it is? I can bet there's a couple words going through your mind right now. All right, hint number 3. When you think about me in a movie, you would think that I make a sound like boing. Do you know what it is? You have a few more seconds to guess. If you guessed bounce, then you are correct. But if you also guessed something like jump, then give yourself a pat on the back because we are going to be meeting our friend Sarah's monster, which is the bounciest monster on Mill Street. Are you super excited? Because I am. Let's go ahead and grab Sarah. So, hello, Sarah. Thank you so much. I was able to talk to you a couple weeks ago, and you were so kind to share your monster friend with us, Max. And you told us last time that you had a couple other monster friends. So we were hoping we would be able to meet another one. I've heard that she is the bounciest monster on Mill Street.
Oh, yes, yes. And thank you so much for having me back. I love talking about the Monster Friends from Mill Street. And yes, I'm so happy to introduce to you today, Bex, who is the bounciest monster on Mill Street.
So Sarah, I know we're going to meet Bex, and I just want to know, does Bex look like Max, or what does Bex look like?
Well, Bex does share some similarities with Max. So that means the way they're the same. And the way they're the same is that she's very furry and friendly and a very, very happy monster. They're different in things like what color their fur is. So Bex is a bright yellow color, bright like the sun. She has two horns upon her head, and she wears fun purple striped socks, perfect for bouncing in.
Purple socks sound amazing because I actually have some of those too. So I am so excited to hear about Bex. Let's go ahead and read about her.
Absolutely. I would love, love, love to read the story of Bex, the bounciest monster on Mill Street. The bounciest monster on Mill Street. Meet Bex, the bounciest monster on Mill Street. Bex needed to twirl. She needed to wiggle. She needed to dance. She needed to giggle. She needed adventure, excitement, and thrill. But that also meant Bex never sat still. One morning, Bex felt like she'd simply explode. So she started to bounce, and her bounce overflowed. She bounced up and down on the sidewalk that day. The monsters on Mill Street jumped out of her way. She bounced through the playground and over the slide. She bounced through the swings, trying not to collide. She bounced through the mud and made a big mess. She bounced through a picnic and scattered the guests. Splash! Straight through the pond as Bex bounced some more. The bigger the bounce, the higher she'd soar. She bounced to the moon, then off planet Mars. She bounced off a comet, then turned toward the stars. She waved to an alien, who stared in surprise. She soared past the sun and nearly got fried. Her bounce was so wild, when she finally came down, her aim wasn't great, and she crashed to the ground. She tumbled down Mill Street, then through her front door. She slid through the kitchen and across the hard floor. The pantry exploded. The fridge door flew open. The milk jug spilled out, and the eggs were all broken. Then there was the cake. The cake, it went flying. The sprinkles flew too. Bex bounced in the frosting and stuck in like glue. The cake soared in the air, then fell down like lead. It then landed, splat, on the poor monster's head. Yuck! Her fur was all frosted. Her horns dripped with slime. She was mucky and yucky and covered in grime. Bex sat in her gooey and goopy great mess and realized she probably should bounce a bit less. As she tidied the kitchen and iced her sore noggin, she thought she might take up a sport. Perhaps jogging. Bouncing and bouncing and bouncing is fun. But if you're not careful, things might come undone. So now, Bex takes time to relax and go slow, knowing that sometimes it's good to let go. She still is the bounciest monster on Mill, but sometimes you'll spot her just sitting still.
Oh, wow. Bex was a really different monster than Max was.
Yes, yes, yes. Both monsters love to have fun, but they both do it in their own unique way.
It was really interesting to see how she was bouncing, and at first she was having a ton of fun doing it, but the bigger her bounces got, it seemed like the closer she was to either making a mistake or a mess or possibly getting hurt.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I think sometimes we all have a lot of energy, just like Bex. We want to dance, we want to wiggle, we want to bounce, and we just want to run around and play and have fun. But it's also important to know what's around us, who's around us. Are we going to bump into somebody? Are we going to make a mess if our arms swing out and we knock something over? Or are we going to run into the swings and accidentally get bumped? I mean, that would not be good.
Yes, I totally agree. And it seemed like she kind of learned that she can bounce, but there's a way to do it safely, and there's a way to do it that's not so safe.
Yes, I think Bex learned two really, really important lessons. I think the first lesson is to be aware of the space around you. Be aware of the people around you. Be aware of the things around you. Be aware of where your arms might flail or your feet might jump over. So be aware of the space around you. The other thing that's really important that I think Bex learned is that there is a time and a place for every activity. Sometimes we can be very, very bouncy. And sometimes we really need to settle down a little bit and maybe take it a little bit slower. And when we do have a lot of energy and we're not sure what to do with it, I think it's helpful to find activities where it's safe and where we can really channel that energy. Bex took up a sport. She got out all her wiggles and giggles by running and jogging. Other times, we might want to bounce on a trampoline and get out all of our energy by just bouncing and bouncing on that trampoline. So I think there's a time and a place for just about anything.
I love that. And that goes so much further than just bouncing or running or playing. It goes for other things like coloring. There's a place where it's okay to color and there's a place where it's not okay to color.
So, oh, yes.
That is amazing. And thanks so much for having Bex teach us that today.
Oh, thank you so much for having Bex and me on the show.
So, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us again. And I know we have one more monster to meet. So I just wanted to be reminded, where can we meet the monsters and which monsters are left for us to meet?
So you can meet Bex and all of her friends on Mill Street at monstersonmillstreet.com. And at monstersonmillstreet.com, we have all of the monster books that you can enjoy and you can read, but we also have some fun activities. We have coloring pages, we have puzzles, we have lots of things that kids can enjoy and really get to know more of the Monsters on Mill Street world.
Well, thank you so much again, Sarah, for sharing your monsters with us. And hopefully we'll be able to see more of your monsters later on.
That would be wonderful. Thank you again for having me and for having Bex on the show.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Bye. Wow, what an amazing second monster to meet. And we still have one more monster to meet, which is so amazing. All of these monsters have been so sweet and so kind. Even though they're not humans like us, they still teach us amazing lessons. And you know, it's really important to be able to know when to bounce and when not to bounce, because it may be the difference of being safe, being not safe. Some things are just more appropriate at certain times, and that's okay. Can you think about a time where maybe you were doing something that it wasn't the time or place for? Like sometimes when we're in a quiet room, like maybe a doctor's office or at school, maybe we're talking too loud, like using our outside voices, but we should be using our inside voices. I know I've done that before. Maybe discuss a time with your parents that's happened. Oh, you know what that is. It's time to find out who our co-creators are. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today, did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends, Judy and Marlin, Caroline, Ingrid, and Timothy had fun today. Won't you join me another day? Thank you so much for joining me again.